Mr. Barrington Levy. Song is called Here I Come. Another dope song for this week. And for the last song, we're going to play Gary Pine, Sound of Freedom. When I say last song, it means last song from the dope reggae songs of this week, yeah? Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun, run me down. Shouldly rap, boo, boo, little, 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 whoa, whoa, swing. Bazam, 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 bazam. It comes a time in everyone's life that you need a little relaxation, you know? Run it. Listen this, Jonah. Listen this.
As I was saying, not a Bob Sinclair track, Gary Pine, but a man called Q to me and Salomon.
Yes, man. What a great track. Gary Pine, Dollar Man, Bob Sinclair, Sly and Robbie. Song's called Sound of Freedom. Please don't go anywhere. More Tempo Sounds coming your way. Taking a short commercial break, because this show would not be made possible without these partners that we have that are supporting the Tempo Sounds culture show. If you ever want to support the Tempo Sound Show, please reach out to 412-499-5000. Once again, 412-499-5000. We can work something out. I can get you to the right people, get you to the right desk, get you right to the advertisers, and they can take care of your needs. Sound of Freedom. Time for us to go commercial break. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Redoli.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test...
stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. Disturbance in the livestock, a million in the flood plain, a tourist on the road in darkest Arkansas. She said, blank photographs, used husbands. I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. Jack's waiting on Sally for to hand me down the screw. Saw balls of sugar from the third spit tune. I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. Suck eggs, so-and-so, bit my turtle head. The merry madman of the old heave-ho. Say, wherever I'm at, that's where I better be. And I'll never throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. We'll be right back.
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 90.7 KRDP Apache Junction Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, 91.1 WSHJ Grove City, 91.7 WCUCFM Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 641-793-5122, and slbradio.org/radio. A lot of special guests today. Pastor John Creasy of Garfield Community Farm joins us at 6:50 Eastern. At 7:20 and 7:50, we'll talk about Violins of Hope with Sandra Rosen and Pittsburgh Botanic Garden with Beth Exton, respectively. At 8:20, Satu Jones will preview his artist talk at Brewhouse Arts. A conversation with Magpie. Terry and Greg will be with us at 8:35. Two winners of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Labsy Awards. Actually, three will be with us at 10 o'clock. Students from the Shaler Area High School Sustainability Club with us at 10:35. The Pittsburgh Savoyards with us at 11. And an open house starting at 10 and going clear through until 2 o'clock. All today on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Puzzles and games, too, with a pop quiz just moments away. Thank you.
It's the time when the earth does her best. It's when all men are strong and the work days are long. Sweet summer air. Hang on at the corners and duck from the branches and sing to myself in the sweet summer air. 'Cause you have to make hay when the sun shines. That's what all of the hill people say. Just keep your load wide, keep your eye on the sky, and make sure
Susan Trump getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. It's nice to have you with us, as always. Another busy week at SLB. We began with a Kitzberg editorial meeting. You may have heard that SLB is working with Kitzberg to make sure that some of our teen reporters have stories that are published at kitzberg.org. We also had students from Manchester Academic Charter School visit our Youth Media Center twice this week for an elective they are doing that focuses on sound vibrations. And a Youth Media Center community meetup on Monday night where students came in, enjoyed pizza, and talked a little bit about plans for the week. On Tuesday night, Deanna, Chad, and I were at the Remake Learning Network Assembly with 100 or so other folks who are passionate about connecting our community for learning. That was at the Lawrence Convention Center. We also concurrently were at the Homeless Children's Education Foundation, on behalf of them, were at a local shelter doing work with families in transitional housing due to domestic violence. We met about remaking learning days, Remake Learning Days 2024, believe it or not, where youth ambassadors are going to be in all regions of Pennsylvania statewide under our leadership, and we're proud to be doing that here out of Pittsburgh. And I had a chance to go to Community College of Allegheny County, the South Hills campus, and co-teach a class with Joseph of our staff. We were at Market Square meeting teens, encouraging them to come to our youth media center. We also were at City High doing the same thing. A technology workshop this week for kids on Wednesday, reporting from the field, and hopefully you'll hear some of those students here live on the air soon. On Thursday, Boys and Girls Club of Western Pennsylvania came to take a look at our studios. And Thursday night, an open house at our youth media center. The theme was Western, cowboy and Western, and the participants did not disappoint in garb as well as in offerings. And then on Friday, I think I mentioned we made a visit to City High. What a busy week. I hope it was a good week for you. Thank you for being with us this morning so we can celebrate it together. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. It's an open-ended one. We'd like to see if you can name five things that you can play that start with the letter P. Five things that you can play that start with the letter P. There are a few. Tommy of North Chesterfield already came up with pan flute, psaltery, piccolo, pipe organ, pitch pipe, post horn. Those are on the musical side. Ponies, isn't gambling on horses. Parcheesi, poker, pinnacle, piquet and pitch, adults games, and then children's games, pin the tail on the donkey, pinata, punch ball, patty cake, pitching pennies, and paper, rock, scissors. Those are all things that you can play starting with the letter P, and I shared those with you now because there are so many of them. I want to be sure we get to as many of them as we can. 412-200-5975.
I miss the record shop way downtown, the place that we could used to go, and the time that we could have hanging round the record store. Haven't heard what they're playing now. I like the beat, I like the sound. I miss the record shop way downtown, girl that worked on Saturdays. All in time she knew me well. She played the records with the mojo spell. I'd dance with her right now. I crossed the floor with the record playing loud. I miss the record shop way downtown and what it means to have it around. All the posters of the going-ons and who's coming to play and the Rolling Stone. Come in off the street. Could you help me find a record, please? I miss the record shop way downtown and the bookshop beside it and the bell that rang when you come in and all the people inside. Look at that mixed back crew all working for the record groove. Hey, let's go to Waterloo, Sonic Boom, Easy Street, Fantasyland. Everyday Planet, Criminal, Reckless, Mississippi Records, Bleecker Street, Twist and Shout, Amoeba, Electric Fetus, Turn It Up, All Day Records, End of an Era, Harvest, Wild Honey. Say hello to Larry's at Grammy's in Nashville, Tennessee. Euclid, Louisiana Music Factory. Ernest Tubbs hanging on, Ernest Tubbs hanging on, Ernest Tubbs hanging on, Ernest Tubbs hanging on, Charlie's 33's and Albuquerque. Backdoor Records, Johnson City, Tennessee. Gone, not forgotten, it's Tower Records and Ear Ecstasy in Louisville, Kentucky.
His name is Ed Snodderly. I miss the record shop. That's a great song. The album is called Record Shop. From 2017, Things You Could Play, starting with the letter P. John in Economy Borough has Pictionary, Pickleball, Pinball, Poker, Powerball, and Piano. You can call us or text us with yours, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Tom in McCandless has Pinnacle, Politician, Percussion, Position. You can play a position, a part, or you can play a performance. I mentioned Tommy's earlier. Russ had quite a few, including Password, Price is Right, and you can play Possum. He also had Pool, Ping Pong, Paddleball, Pickleball, Paintball, Powerball, Pac-Man, Poker, Penny, Anti-Poker, Pinnacle, Parcheesi, the board game Perfection, Payday, another board game, Piano, Pipe Organ, Piccolo, Pan Flute, Psaltery, Percussion, Pandero, Brazilian Tambourine, Paradiddle, as we talked about a few weeks ago, the percussion rudiment. You can play the position of punter on a football team. You can play a part in a play, and you can play polo. Those from Ross. Dr. Nelson Harrison has poker, parcheesi, ping pong, piano, piccolo, percussion, Pac-Man, and pool. Derek of the North Side has pool, ping pong, pinnacle. A lot of pinnacle players this morning. Patty cake and Pac-Man. He also has Punkin Chunkin listed, which would appear to be a real thing. It looks to me like it's kind of the discus of pumpkin throwing. Mark, listening with Mary Jean, says a podcast of the Saturday Light Brigade. Then he adds piano, piccolo, pan flute, percussion, pipe organ, polka music on phonograph records. He also has poker, pinnacle, Parcheesi, Pac-Man, Pickleball, Pinball Machine, Post Office, Polo on a Pony, and Play the Powerball Lottery. Mary Jean adds Pin the Tail on the Donkey, Pick Up Sticks, Patty Cake, Peekaboo, or just Play Possum. Gary writes, I would start my own band by playing a Pandora, followed by a piccolo. Stevie would wonder if it did not include a piano, and oh, I could buy a set of pan flutes, also known as a pozzeo. At any big craft fair, I would finish with a pahu, a bass drum, put it all together, and we could play it on the phonograph. Leslie in Oakland has play piano, pipe organ, piccolo, party games, ping pong, polo, and pinnacle. Have you not heard yours yet? Share it with us, 412-200-5975. Linda has piano, pipe organ, piccolo, Pac-Man, and Parcheesi. They're starting now to be ones we've heard before. Jim in Craftonites has play, poker, pinnacle, Parcheesi, possum, and pickleball. Kathy has piano, piccolo, pipe organ, pan flute, and pantalon. Mark sends as Portia, Penelope, and Peter sat playing cutthroat pinnacle on the veranda one purple afternoon. They heard a piccolo being played in the old barn. It was soon joined by the crunky and wispy sound of Grandma's defunct pipe organ stored in the barn. Portia smiled. The kids must have formed some treasures, found some treasures in the pile of discarded memories in the barn. Peter, after proudly defeating Portia and Penelope, then suggested they play the 1980s classic board game Pictionary and invite the kids from the barn to try to beat the adults as teams. What fun, thought Penelope, and quickly called the kids. However, when the kids came running, they had a game to play in their hands. They found in the barn, it was pin the tail on the donkey. Everyone had a blast playing the game, laughing and recalling memories of childhood as the sun quietly set on their marvelous purple summer day. Mark, that was beautiful. No donkeys were harmed during the delivery and writing of that piece. Sue, as Pokemon pounded the piano while the possum played a pinnacle with the piccolo playing puppet. And I see Jeffrey also has a sentence. Jeff writes, I need to practice piano after competing at pickleball. Since playing possum was not as much fun as breathing into a piccolo or being Pagliacci in an opera or riding a horse for polo. James has piano, piccolo, ping pong, polo, and phonograph. And good morning to Rick. Nice to have you in Highland Park. He has a pipe, or pipe organ, and pipa, panpipes, pump organ, penny whistle, piano, and you can play the paprika bottles. And P-I-P-A, pipa is a Chinese musical instrument, a plucked instrument, sort of like a lute. Thank you, Rick. Russ adds phonograph. And Stu adds the penny whistle. That was quite a bit of fun. Thank you for playing along.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Don't forget, you can join us today tour our new Youth Media Center or be part of our live broadcast. Today we're having a Rad Days open house in collaboration with the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Doors open at 10 o'clock. You can take part in our broadcast between 10 and noon, and then we'll be here until 2 o'clock after hours if you want to spend some time together. We're co-located in Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and all activities are free, and we hope we'll have a chance to see you here later today. If you can't make it, don't worry. We'll have other opportunities. But it would be a pleasure for us to get a chance to see you here today. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on internet radio stations and streaming services that include TuneIn, Radio Garden, Streama, Simple Radio, and many others, as well as our own website where you can hear us by going to slbradio.org/radio and use the links that are shown there to listen to SLB.
I got news for you kids who think adults are lucky. Own their own cars and everything's just ducky. Going to bed whenever they want to. If that's what you think, I got a flash for you.
gets better than that. Take Saturday and multiply it times 54, add 30 more, it's better than that. We have a chocolate eclair about as big as your head. Just before noon, before we get out of bed, we do the things you're not allowed to do, and then we do things you haven't thought of too. Your hat. Now hang on to your bologna sandwich. Take 50 grand to Disneyland. It's better than that. And if you think that our days are extra warm and sunny, big pile of toys, a pocket full of money, with nothing to fear because we're big and tall. We're never in school because we know it all. And you can believe that. It's better than that. More comfy than a secret hideout. By quite a bit, just think of it. It's better than that. By quite a bit. Just think of it, it's better than that.
Trout fishing in America, who are touring again. And welcome up to this part of the Saturday Light Brigade. And that last segment, we were talking about things you can play, starting with the letter P. I'm glad we had a few people saying possum. That was one I'd thought of. Charlie wrote in with poker, piano, Peter Piper, and also paper, rock, scissors. And good morning to Dust Bowl Jack, who checked in after being in Hershey for about 3 days. And it's nice to hear from you. Welcome back. Our history riddle is coming up, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Minutes away.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
In case you missed any of last week's segments, including ones on the Friendship House Tour, a performance by teen cellist Nathan Cho, playback of audio postcards recorded by teens in our Youth Media Center, or the Balkan Babes. They're now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. Now, here's a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with today's history riddle. She was born Chloe Ardelia Wofford in 1931 in the Ohio city of Lorain. While at Howard University in 1953, she decided to change her first name. She was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature for her collected works on October 7th, 1993. Among them are the novels The Bluest Eye and Song of Solomon, plus one made into a 1998 film starring Oprah Winfrey. For 12-200-5975. Again, she was born Chloe Ardelia Wofford in 1931 in the Ohio city of Lorain while at Howard University in 1953. She decided to change her first name. She was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature for her collected works on October 7th, 1993. Among them are the novels The Bluest Eye and Song of Solomon, plus one made into a 1998 film starring Oprah Winfrey. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio, or you can reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Eric Bibb and Habib Koite now.
Well, I'm going down that road feeling bad. Going down that road feeling bad. Going down that road feeling bad, honey, babe. And I ain't gonna be treated this way. What I got gonna sure bring you back. What I got gonna sure bring you back. What I got gonna sure bring you back, honey, babe, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Thank you.
Woke up to the first day of a world without you in it. So much that I could say, but where should I begin it? And it seems so very small to start out with I love you. So maybe I'll just pour a drink and try to tell them of you. Out of the east, doing 90 miles an hour, driving and driven with a special kind of power, with nothing behind her and nothing standing in her way. With a head full of words and a spitfire wit and a righteous anger, she wasn't taking none of it, and a voice that would carry from any stage or street she would play. Blessed with the song-making skill of Joe Hill and the grit of Mother Jones. On fire in a crowd, but just as dangerous alone. Out in the heartland of a country on fire, pushing back against all the lies of a lie, building a vision of a world that she knew she'd never see. Through so many cities, so many streets, so many victories and bitter defeats. Wherever the people and power collided, she'd be. Blessed with the song-making skill of Joe Hill and a grit of Mother Jones. On fire in a crowd, but just as dangerous alone. That I could say, but where should I end it? And it seems so very small to start out with I loved you, for I was just one of so many around you. There's a fireball in the west and it's burning up the sky. There's a red light blinking on the mountain tonight. There's a lonely bird singing at the dawn of the first light. And I know how much you hated goodbyes.
His name is George Mann. And if you were listening carefully to that song, you might have noticed that it was about somebody that you might well know. The song is called Just As Dangerous Alone. And the subject of the song is Pittsburgh's Anne Feeney. George sent that to me this week. Anne connected George Mann and SLB back in 2017. And that's from a brand new album of George's called This Chain. We'll make sure we play that again. Eric Bibb and Habib Koita with Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad. Did you come up with the correct answer to our history riddle? She was born Chloe Ardelia Wofford in 1931 in the Ohio city of Lorain, which gave it away to Tom and McCandless. While at Howard University in 1953, she decided to change her first name. She was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature for her collected works 30 years ago today, October 7th, 1993. Among them are the novels The Bluest Eye and Song of Solomon, plus one made into a 1998 film starring Oprah Winfrey. Lots of correct answers coming in. Russ in North Carolina got it. And so did Susie in Alexandria, who vividly remembers buying a newspaper when she lived in Edgewood 30 years ago today when the award was announced. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer and recalled how Van, his wife, enjoyed the movie called Beloved. And the correct answer, Toni Morrison.
I have but four. The treasures of my spirit laying like doves all around my heart. In memory they soar, but only I can see it gone as with love, since we've been torn apart. The oldest was a girl, curious of eye and gentle she. The next was a boy, mighty.
This is Kurt Elling with a tune called Beloved, dedicated to Toni Morrison. awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature today. She was the first black woman to receive the award and is considered one of America's, one of the United States' most significant novelists of the 20th century. And a few additional correct answers just coming in. John, an economy borough. And Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. And Leslie Smith came up with it. Good morning, Leslie. Nice to have you tuned in. And hello to Marcy McGinnis. What an incredible body of work.
What did I do? We were too few with dreams.
Toni Morrison receiving the Nobel Prize 30 years ago today. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to identify Toni Morrison.
Judea's refuge cities had power to shelter, shield, and save. Even Rome had altars, neath whose shade might crouch the wan and weary slave. But Ohio had no sacred fane to human rights so consecrated, where thou mayest shield thy hapless ones from their darkly gathering fate. And so I pleaded for strength enough to strike a blow for freedom. Oh Lord, transfigure us.
Congratulations, if you knew we were looking for Toni Morrison. Now, it's a pleasure for us to head out to Garfield Community Farm. And Garfield Community Farm is the beneficiary of a fundraiser being held today by Tree Pittsburgh. And we say hello to Pastor John Creasy now. Good morning, Pastor John.
Hello, good morning.
Nice to hear your voice today. Tell us a bit about Garfield Community Farm and what happens there for the good of folks in and around Garfield.
Yeah, I'd love to. So Garfield Community Farm is at the very top of the hill in the Garfield neighborhood. And it's a neighborhood, basically the whole neighborhood is a hill. And up at the top is the water tower, a big blue water tower. And it's kind of cool because you can see the water tower almost anywhere in the city of Pittsburgh because it's one of the highest points in the city. So if you're outside and you have a clear view, you look up toward Garfield, you can see the water tower, and that's where our farm is.
Mm.
And right under the water tower, there were once 25 homes. There's three city blocks. All of those homes were torn down between 1970s, 80s, all the way up. The last one was torn down in 2009. And that's the same year that we started the farm. So the land that we have is not easy land to start a farm on because there are houses there. They were torn down. The main thing I like to say that we grow at Garfield Farm is good, healthy soil because we didn't start with good soil. So we do a lot of composting to be able to have good soil for growing good vegetables. And our mission is pretty simple. We're a nonprofit. Our mission is to grow as much produce as we can for the people of Garfield to do it in a way that increases ecological health. So growing food and doing ecological restoration at the same time. And then the third thing we do is education around food production and gardening and ecology.
Well, you know, that's a real challenge to take a site like that. I imagine a lot of the construction materials were buried on site, or the foundations to those structures were probably left in place.
Exactly.
A lot of folks might have just leveled it, paved it, turned it into a parking lot or something other than a natural site. How's it gone so far over the past few years? Are you able to grow plants yet?
Oh, yeah. We've been growing food for almost 15 years now. We've known this for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you're right, though. It's a big challenge. So we had to start really small. We couldn't just go in with a tiller and, work the soil and start growing. But it's been a lot of work. And the only reason that we've been successful at all is because of the volunteers who come out and help. It's a lot of work to be able to restore land that was this badly degraded. But it's happening. And the reason we do it in this location, like if I wanted to be a farmer, I'd go out to, the countryside and get some good land with good soil. But the reason we're doing this is there's a lot of people in Garfield who deserve better than just land that was bulldozed and now has invasive plants on it, which mm-hmm. is what the farm was before we started. So the farm is really about the neighbors and the neighborhood.
Well, it's a terrific thing that you've done. And Garfield also is, frankly, neglected and disregarded by so many people. You can go one neighborhood over and find a lot of excitement in Bloomfield, for example, and Garfield's immediately adjacent. So the fundraiser is today at Tree Pittsburgh, and proceeds will benefit Garfield Community Farm. And it actually, things get underway tonight, and it's at Tree Pittsburgh in Morningside. Can folks just show up?
Yeah, you can. You could show up, or even better, because we are getting people buying tickets, and it might sell out. They do have a limit on the number of people that can fit in their building. So go to our website. It's GarfieldFarm.com, and from there you can you'll find a link to be able to buy your tickets ahead of time. It should be a good time, and this is the one like big fundraiser we do per year, so it's a really important day for us to have a great time, celebrate the season. This past year you'll hear different people speak and share all about this year, and then we'll raise hopefully a whole bunch of money so we can do it again next year.
What wonderful. And it looks great. It's 7 o'clock until 10. And yep. A Tree Pittsburgh is on 62nd Street in Morningside. 32 is their address, right along the, views of the Allegheny River, and there will be food and fun.
Yeah, it's a beautiful site. Yeah.
It looks gorgeous. Thank you so much, Pastor John, and good luck tonight. Thank you for telling us the story.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio. Saturday Light Brigade, a group called the Stillhouse Junkies. The song is El Camino.